I have a brother who is in Cebu, and they are okay.
So tell me what the last several days has been like for the Filipinos living in Connecticut.
The first couple of days when the typhoon hit, we were all praying and hoping that everything will go well. Then after that, communications were shut off because no power in the Philippines, and that's when most of our members with families in that part of the country start to get worried. So fortunately, with our members, they were able to get in touch with them as soon as communication lines were opened.
Cecilia, are there some Filipino families in Connecticut that you know of that are still waiting to hear from family members?
Yeah, I have messages on our Facebook site that said they haven't gotten hold of their families yet.
That's got to be a desperate feeling to be so far away from your family and not be able to know their whereabouts or how they survived the typhoon.
That's true. And the most vulnerable of them all, the children, really brings tears to our eyes. And the big question is, how can we help? There are at least 22 active Filipino-American associations in the state. And we are all doing our part in our different counties.
So tell me what the Philippine American Association of Connecticut is doing.
This Friday night, we will do a Skype-a-thon, not a telethon.
A Skype-a-thon.
Yes.
And tell me about that.
We are working into the logistics of that. What we will do is we will publish the Skype account of people that will be gathered on Friday night, and it will be on our website. And they can call in for their donations. We are partnering with an agency in the Philippines, and their immediate needs are financial donations, because everything that we get, it will take at least 6 weeks to arrive in the Philippines.
And if you have someone there in the Philippines, you can give them money. They can go out and purchase the goods and get it to the people much, much quicker.
Yes. It's not just a particular person. It's an NGO. They have already the infrastructure to help in calamities like this.
I want to talk about your Facebook site because I saw some really good information there about the whereabouts of certain people and the situation in certain towns. How did you gather all of that information?
I am thankful for the Filipino Amateur League of Connecticut. Most of those families are from that part of the country.
Okay. And Cecilia, I understand you have a food drive coming up as well.
Yes. And that will be also on Saturday. Food drive, clothing. The Filipino American Association of Connecticut is coordinating with other organizations. And we will probably meet to plan other fundraising, because with the magnitude of the devastation, we know that what we send now is just a drop in the bucket. What's really most important is helping them sustain their lives right now, give them hope that help is coming. But the big question is rebuilding.
Well, Cecilia, I want to thank you so much for your time and best of luck.
Thank you so much.